We have Attorney General
Ken Paxton
on from Texas right now, and he joins us. This is Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano on American Family Radio. Attorney General Paxton, thanks for joining us.
Hey, I really appreciate you having me on.
Thank you. Hey, we were talking about the Target situation. What's the letter that you sent to Target about?
So initially we sent a letter way back in the spring asking them to consider putting together safety policies as it relates to their new policy on bathrooms. We never heard from them. So in North Texas, we had two incidences of men in women's changing areas. And so we again sent them another letter asking, telling them basically that we would be happy to help them with their safety policies.
Those incidents you mentioned happened at Target stores in North Texas?
Yes, one in Frisco and one in Dallas.
And so they haven't responded at all? Are you surprised?
You know, I was hopeful that we could work with them and try to help them with their policies. I mean, if they want to go down this path, we feel like they need to take into account the safety of women and children.
What if, I'm doing a hypothetical here, and I don't know how much you want to deal in hypotheticals, but what if, for example, you have a situation where a customer is in Target and they're in the changing area, let's say, for example, and they find out that, as in a couple of cases, well, this is happening around the country, not just in Texas, where a man is taking their picture unbeknownst to them, or they see that they're taking their picture in the changing area, violating their privacy, and there's nobody to stop that man from going into the women's changing area or restroom in the first place, no Target employee, for example, policing the area, so to speak, which would be a first safety net. It's just wide open. Could a individual who's violated in that way file a court case against Target for not protecting them?
I think absolutely so. I would definitely first, I'd call the police.
Right.
I'd potentially file a criminal complaint. And
right.
And I think you may have some kind of civil action against Target for not putting in place the appropriate
safety measures. Which is your question to
exactly,
them.
Exactly, which is what I'm trying to stop before it
right.
happens.
Right, exactly. You're listening to the radio program Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Our guest is Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, whose office sent a letter to the Target Corporation asking them what are their policies that are in place to protect the women and children in particular now who are more vulnerable because Target has announced to the world, we welcome men into women's restrooms and changing areas. That's our policy. Ed?
Yeah, Attorney General Paxton, you know, our position, you know, we called for this boycott against Target in April when they publicized their policy. Our position all along has been we do not consider transgendered individuals to be a threat to women and children. However, the policy that's been instituted is one that removes an initial obstacle for those who want to victimize women and children. I think that's probably your you know, concern as well. This is an opinion question, but I am asking you. We don't think it's unreasonable to say that if store employees, store officials don't have an initial obstacle, then people who want to victimize women and children who are suddenly in a enclosed environment with a predator or a voyeur, if you don't have that initial obstacle where a store official can say, sir, that's the women's room, you can't go in there, you are opening the door to predators and voyeurs. I don't think that's unreasonable, do you?
No, I think that's exactly what we're all concerned about. It's not the few individuals that supposedly this was targeted at. It's actually opening the door for, you know, all kinds of bad people to do bad things. And I think that's what any common sense person is concerned about.
Ken Paxton with us, Texas Attorney General. Attorney General Paxton, thanks for being on American Family Radio. We appreciate your concern for women and children in particular in your state as it relates to the Target policy now. And we appreciate you being our guest today.
I appreciate you having me on. I appreciate the fact that you guys are out there standing up for these types of issues and and the concerns of, I think, most Americans. So thank you for having me on.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.